Hello, 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 my love, and welcome back to another episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I hope that you are having the best Monday ever. It feels so good to be home. I honestly have not recorded Friday's episode yet, so I'm just really excited to be back in the groove of being home and being back to work. But I'm going to fill you in with all of the things on Friday's episode. So it is currently Monday. If you have not listened to last Friday's episode, go and listen to that. It is a life update with all of the things from vacation. I did an entire review, or I'm going to do an entire review on the Hyatt Zilara Cap Cana, which is where we stayed for an incredible 8-day vacation. I'm going to be talking about all the things, jumping back into routine after vacation. Make sure if you haven't listened to that episode already, you go and listen to it. But all I can say for right now, I'm so happy to be home. I love my life so much, and vacation is cool as shit. I love going on vacation, but I love nothing more than being home and being in my routine and doing the things that I love to do so much, including my work here with you. So on this Monday's episode, I want to talk to you about a conversation that I had in my DMs today. So it is actually currently Wednesday prior to this episode being released. And I was talking about on my Instagram stories this morning, I was talking about how I am 5 years free from binge eating. And with that, I am 5 years free from being on a diet. So I have not intentionally tried to manipulate or change the size of my body by restricting my calories for over 5 years, which literally blows me away. I was out on my walk this morning and I was reflecting on that, and I was sharing some photos of the last time that I was not on a diet prior to the mindset work that I've done over the last 5 years. And it was one of the photos that I had from Disney, where you've probably seen this picture a bunch of times, especially if you're close in my world, where I'm sitting on the ground and I look quite literally miserable. And that is pretty much how I felt the majority of my life. People who don't know me prior to Instagram and the transformation that I've made in my mindset, I was a very negative person in my life. And I was talking about on my stories how different my life was then versus the way that my life is now. And I shared a second photo of myself, one from vacation, one of the cutest ones that I thought I took on vacation. And I said that this is how I feel now while not being on a diet. And I said, I'm intuitively eating, I'm binge free, I'm consistent with exercise and movement, and I actually love it. I'm happy and so proud of who I am. I have a positive outlook and perspective on life, and I'm achieving bigger and more important goals than changing my body. And in response to that story, I received this DM. I'm going to keep it anonymous because I did not ask if I was allowed to share this, but obviously it's a conversation that I had, so I know that I have the right to share, but I'm going to leave it anonymous. This is a conversation that I had in my DMs, and the conversation started with this woman's response to my story, which said, "Can I ask you an honest question? Would you still feel this good about your body and yourself if you weren't super successful in your business? Like, I feel money and success makes it easier to be confident regardless of what someone looks like. Can someone achieve this even if they are a regular old 9-to-5 person?" And I'm going to read you my response, but obviously I'm recording an episode on this because I think that this is something that is so important that is talked about. So this is how I responded to this woman who is a client of mine, and I've worked with her in the past and I love her dearly. This is how I responded. "Money has not impacted my happiness at all. If anything, it's made life more stressful trying to quote unquote keep up. I'm happy and confident because of my mindset, not because of anything I have. Of course, not stressing about bills is nice, but I had that before I started my business. And by the way, I think I'm sexy as fuck, LOL. Money doesn't impact your confidence in your looks at all whatsoever." And her response to that was, "I think you're sexy AF too, and thanks for your honest answer. Because in my mind, if I were super successful, of course, I could easily be confident in myself and my body. I didn't realize one had nothing to do with the other." And my final response was, "It's easy to believe that something outside of you will make you feel different until you have it. We see some of the richest and most famous successful people unhappier than ever. They have everything, but yet something is missing. It doesn't matter. Happiness isn't about what you have. It's about who you are and the way that you feel about yourself." And the reason that I wanted to talk about this on the podcast, and I'm actually going to do a live probably tomorrow on Instagram, so you may have already heard me speak on this. I'm going to do a live on Instagram tomorrow about this because I think that this is such a common trend for people. And I'm guilty of it too, previously in my life, before I really started working on myself and taking responsibility for my life moving forward, it was easy to do two things. It was easy to see other people achieving something and convince myself that they had something that I didn't have, which is why they felt the way that they felt and I didn't feel the way that I wanted to feel. So in this instance, this woman has looked at me and said, "You're confident in your body, you're consistent with your routines. Is that because you make a lot of money in your business?" And I understand that it's easy to create connections between how two things may or may not be related when you're missing all of it. And you try and convince yourself that there is a reason that you don't have certain things, and it's because you're missing other things. The reality is, even before I had my business where I was making multiple six figures a year, I was living a comfortable life in my 9-to-5. I went through a journey of not making a lot of money. My first job in quote unquote corporate America, I was making, I think, $26,000. But by the end of my career as a paralegal, I was making six figures. I worked my way up. I went through my period of being in debt and really struggling and living paycheck to paycheck. But even before I had my business, I was making good income in my 9-to-5 job. So is it possible for you to work your way up a corporate ladder or even change fields, or even if you wanted to start your own business as well to make more money? That's all available to you. But we have to stop looking for excuses and reasons for why other people feel better than we feel, and telling ourselves that it's because they have something that we don't have. And I know that when you don't feel good in your life, it's easy to look at other people and think, well, of course it's easy for her to feel that because she has fill in the blank. The other piece of this that I think is so important to be talked about, and I don't think it's fully possible for you to comprehend this like 1000% until you've actually lived through it. I've talked many, many, many times about the fact that I was a person who I had destination addiction, is how it's referred to. I believed that when I got fill in the blank, I would be happier in my life. And I believed that for so many years in so many different circumstances. I believed when I moved out of my mom's house, I would be happy. I believed when I had a healthier relationship with food, I would be happy. I believed when I lost weight, I would be happy. I believed when I made more money, I would be happy. I believed when I lived in a nicer apartment, I would be happy. I believed when I drove a nicer car, I would be happy. I believed when I was in a healthier relationship with somebody, I would be happy. I believed so many things would be the thing that made me happy. And the reality is, it hasn't been until I have said, fill in the blank is when I'm going to be happy. And I was able to tick that box and take a look at myself and say, well, where's the happiness I was waiting for, right? Weight loss is such a beautiful example of this. How many of you have told yourselves, I'll be happy when I just lose weight? But then you lose weight and you realize that life isn't actually butterflies and rainbows and fucking pots of gold. It's not. And it doesn't matter what you have in your life. Of course, it is nice to not have to worry about living paycheck to paycheck, of course. But even before my business, I worked to get to a place where I was debt-free, where I was making decent money, because I knew that was the life that I wanted for myself. But that didn't ultimately make me a happy person, in conjunction with working on my attitude, working on my beliefs, working on my perspective, working on the way that I feel about myself, working on the relationship that I have with food, working on the relationship that I have with my body, working on boundaries, working on creating healthy relationships with people in my family, working on showing up consistently in my life, working on building self-discipline. Those are the things that have made me a happy person. It's not because I have something outside of myself. And I believed for so long that it wouldn't be until I had certain things that I could feel happy. But the reality is, just like I have achieved things outside of myself, that even if you believe they're the things that make you happy, you're capable of achieving them too. You want to start a business? You can start a business. You want to make a lot of money? You can make a lot of money. You want to lose weight? You can lose weight. You want to heal your relationship with food? You can heal your relationship with food. All of the things outside of you that you think are the missing piece to creating the happiness that you want, I want to encourage you, go after them. Set that goal and work hard to achieve it. Because will it give you a sense of pride in yourself that you worked hard to achieve something? Sure, of course, absolutely. I am all for setting goals and working hard to achieve them. I love to set goals and achieve them. But my happiness is not dependent on achieving something outside of me. And this is something that I'm going to be talking about inside of the Shift Masterclass, which if you're hearing this today, that masterclass is taking place tonight, and you can join it if you so desire to. I'll put the link in the show notes. But the reality is the way that we feel about ourselves is dependent on the person that we are to ourselves. It's dependent on the things that are actually within our control. I don't know at the start of the year on January 1 how much money I'm going to make at the end of the year, but I do know how hard I'm going to work to show up in my business and make money. I don't know what the size of my body is going to be at the end of the year, but I know how I'm going to show up and take care of my body. Happiness is not about the getting and acquiring of the things. It's about who you're being day in and day out to feel the way that you want to feel in your life. Don't get caught up in this mindset of believing that there's something outside of you that's going to make you feel the way that you're craving to feel. Because you can be like me and tick all of those boxes and still recognize it's not the spouse, it's not the body, it's not the job, it's not the car, it's not the money, it's not the house, it's not the fill in the blank, whatever you're filling in the blank with, it's not that that's going to make you feel satisfied and fulfilled, because how quickly do those things come and go? I read once that, actually many times, and my husband and I have talked about this a bunch, it's only up until a certain amount of money, and I think that number is like $60,000. It's only up until a certain amount of money that money actually impacts your happiness in life. If you have your basic needs covered and you don't have to stress about where money is coming from, you have a steady paycheck and you're living comfortably enough to know that you have the bills paid, you can put food on the table and you can take care of yourself and your family. Beyond that, money does not positively impact your life. And I don't know if you guys listened to the podcast episode that I did with Anna. I will put the link of that in the show notes, but she is a money coach and she lives overseas and she works with women around investing and creating wealth for their futures. She interviewed me on her podcast and we talked a lot about the money that I have made in my business and the way that it has made me feel. And this is what I will share with you. Much like I shared with the woman in the DMs, making more money has not had a positive impact on the way that I feel in my life. If anything, I had to do probably, I would say, a solid 6 months of mindset work with myself in not being caught up in the chase of making more money, because the coaching industry, something that is not talked about enough, can be toxic as fuck when it comes to money, where you're constantly chasing the next milestone and the next milestone and the next milestone. And in order to feel good in your coaching business, you better be keeping up with the people who are ahead of you. And that is not a healthy way to live. It is not a healthy way to feel, and it is not a healthy way to run a successful business. Success, what I have realized in my life in becoming more and more successful is that the more successful you become, the more pressure you can start to put on yourself. And you've probably heard me say this many of times, the pressure that you place on yourself to keep succeeding higher and higher and higher and feeling like it's only when you reach that next milestone that you can be happy within yourself or feel content in the progress that you're making, you're going to be running, chasing a carrot on a treadmill for the rest of your life. Happiness cannot be placed into the hands of things that are outside of you. Happiness and confidence and feeling good within yourself, it is a personal power thing. It is a you thing. It is a taking radical responsibility for yourself and your life thing. It's not about the things outside of you. And I know how easy it would be for you to be listening to me and maybe potentially rolling your eyes and thinking, easy for you to say because you have all the things. And which is why I said to you a couple of minutes ago, work your butt off to achieve them, because I have. I've worked my ass off to achieve everything that I have achieved in my life and in my business. And I continue to work hard to keep growing. But my happiness is no longer in my life dependent on achieving the things outside of me. So there are two things that I want you to keep in mind. Number one, stop looking at other people and convincing yourself that they feel or have what it is that you desire to feel or have because they have something that you don't have. That is you looking for excuses and justification to not work hard in your own life and show up powerfully in your own life to achieve what it is that you want. Because if you look at me and you think, of course, Jessica's happy. Of course, Jessica's confident. She has fill in the blank. you're immediately justifying why you can't also have it because I have something that you don't have. Because I'm privileged in a way that you're not privileged. And of course, I'm very privileged and I'm very aware of that. But I also know that the things that you're looking at me and potentially admiring are things that you're capable of achieving too. Peace within yourself, food freedom, weight loss, happiness in your skin, a love for who you are, consistency in your habits, feeling good in your life. Those are all things that are available to you too, if you're willing to do the work to achieve them. But the second thing that I need you to keep in mind in your own life is that it is not about the things outside of you that are going to make you happy. I don't know if you follow or listen to Gary Vee, but if you don't, I highly suggest that you do. There are people out there just making it financially, working a 9-to-5, happy with their job, content with their families, who are happier than ever. And there are some of the most successful people out there who are miserable as fuck. Your happiness is not dependent on the things that you have outside of you. It is dependent on who you choose to wake up and be to yourself every single day. And that requires a level of self-awareness and a level of commitment to caring deeply about how you feel and choosing to do the things that are in alignment with feeling the way that you want to feel. I am by no means special. I am by no means different than you. I come from a toxic family. I worked dead-end jobs. I dropped out of college 7 times. I was $65,000 in debt. I'm here now because of the work that I chose to do on myself. But the things that I have, they are not the reason for my happiness. And I don't ever for a single second want to see you count yourself out. I don't care how you judge me. I don't care what you think about me and the reasons why I feel the way I feel. I don't care about that. But what I care about is you making the decision to not show up in your life and do the work to feel what you want to feel because you think I or anyone else has something that you don't have, because I don't. And they don't. You are capable of creating the happiness within yourself that you are craving to feel, but you're never going to get there if you keep looking at other people and believing the reason they're there and you're not is because they hold something special that you don't hold. The life that you want to create is available to you. The happiness that you want to feel, it's within you right now, but it is your job to decide to do the work to experience it on a daily basis. Okay. I don't know how you're feeling right now, but I feel like that was one fire ass pep talk that I believe so many women in my world needed. And I am so happy to deliver it to you. And I just want to say, if you're the woman who I had this conversation with in the DMs, I love you dearly. I love to have these kinds of conversations. I love for women to be curious about the way that I feel and what has gotten me to this point in my life. I am not different than you, and I need you to believe that. Many of you have been around and watched me struggle the 2 years prior to working on myself. There were parts of me that I shared publicly where I was broken inside. And I am not ashamed to say that. I am proud of how hard I worked to pull myself up from that place. And you, my love, are capable of doing the work to pull yourself up from whatever place you're in right now to feeling and creating the life that you want to feel and create for yourself. Okay. And if you don't know how to do that on your own, that is why I literally have this job and this platform, is to help you learn how to do that. If you're looking for coaching, accountability, support, teachings, lessons, you want to be taught and guided on how to create the life that you want for yourself, I, my love, am here always to support you. I am just a DM away. Okay. I would love to ask, if you have not already, please leave a rating and review on the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. It helps women who do not know who Jessica Battle is find Jessica Battle so that they can be served the fire pep talks that they need in their lives. So don't be selfish. If this podcast resonates with you, do me a favor, share it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it, leave a rating, leave a review, tell your friends about it. If there's something that I've shared here that has made an impact on you, there are other women in this world who would love to be impacted in this way, but they have to know that I exist. And I do this here for free for you because I love you. But in return, you can let women in your life know hey, Jessica Battle has an amazing podcast where she will give you the fire pep talks that you need. Go and listen to it. Share it on your social medias, leave a rating and review. It means the absolute world to me. Also, a reminder that if you desire additional pep talks, 2 additional pep talks per month, the exclusive pep talks with the queen is available, $7.77 per month. 2 bonus episodes plus you get intimate, private, personalized coaching with me on Zoom every other month. Okay. I love you to absolute pieces. I am so happy. I like literally just reached to hug my microphone right now. I am so happy to be home and back here with you. I am so excited to be back with my community, back doing the work that I love so much. I hope that you're this lit up by your life. And it's not because of anything that I have. It's because I choose to be lit up by my life, and you can make that choice too. Okay. I love you to absolute pieces, and I will talk to you on the next episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. See you guys.